Hello, everyone, and welcome to Oh, a Podcast, the podcast about playing games and making games, brought to you by O-Rock Studios. I'm Paul Franzen, the head boy of O-Rock.
And I'm Michael Gray, the head writer for O-Rock.
I really miss the...
The foot boy? Yeah, I can
yes,
say that.
the different job titles every month. I'm sad that it's just head writer every month now, I'm going to be honest.
I'm too busy writing to be creative, because some creative writers is what we want.
Yeah, all right, so you're saying we should hire a secondary writer to write the intros for us?
Yeah, that could work, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you working on?
I'm working on Cat President 2, actually.
Really?
So I took a week off of writing last week, and then I'm back writing it, I suppose. I don't know. I'm trying to write a review for the Harry Potter series, but it ended up being ridiculously long, and I've got like 10 minutes of stuff that I just cut out, and I don't know if anybody's going to like it, but that's nothing to do with video games.
Do the kids these days like Harry Potter?
They've got the new Harry Potter series, right? The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh, yeah, the new movies. Yeah.
Yeah, so they've got to like Harry Potter, then.
I guess they're at least aware of it, yeah.
I know there's a theme park.
Oh, theme park is so good.
Oh, no. We started talking about theme parks. Yeah. I was going to say, like, Disney, because some of those Disney things, I was like, do the kids still know who Peter Pan is?
I wonder about that too. Like, well, in Animal Kingdom, they just, or not just, but a few years ago, built an entire wing of the park devoted to Avatar. And, like, do kids even know what Avatar is? I don't really know what Avatar is myself.
From what I understand, it was in development hell. But I've heard the Avatar thing in Disney World is really good, though.
Yeah,
which
I mean,
kind of makes up for it. But I've never seen Avatar myself.
No, I didn't either. I think it was, like, very, very popular when it came out, but that was forever ago, and I know they've been working on 4 sequels, I believe, since then, but there's been nothing from any of those, so it's so weird to me that, I mean, they could have devoted that space to a Goofy movie theme park, that's all I'm saying.
Do kids know who Goofy is?
No, probably. Actually, I just saw a Goofy movie t-shirt at Target the other day.
Oh, hey, well, there you have it.
I thought that was kind of cool. But...
I know Goofy movie. I don't know if kids are familiar with who Goofy and these characters are. Is Mickey Mouse Clubhouse still on? That was their last thing. I think like every 10 years or so, they try to do something with all the Mickey Mouse, Goofy, Donald Duck characters just so kids know who they are. I think that was one of the last ones. Yeah.
Mickey is like the centerpiece character of the theme parks, but like... My mom actually brings that up every time we go. She's like, do kids even know, like, what Mickey is from? Like, what do they watch that has Mickey in it?
Here we go, yeah. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. So this is, it's sort of like a preschooler show. It was from May 2006 to November 2016. So, wow, that is a long-running show. So, yeah, basically, that's all my stepdaughter knows who Mickey and all the characters are is from that particular show.
Hmm.
So I don't know if the show was popular or if it was they just wanted to make sure people know who these characters are.
How big of a fan of Avatar is she?
I have no idea. Yeah. It looks like there are 2 spin-off shows. Wow. Oh my goodness. It's just a generic preschool show. It's like, hey, kids, I'm going to talk to you. Can you help us? And, you know, they pause and let the kids, do you see where the cheeseburger is? Over there.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Yeah, and Dora the Explorer and Backyardigans and Super Y and every kid's show nowadays.
Oh. So how's Cat President 2 going?
Oh, it's more fun than a bird. Oh, I thought we were going to talk more about Disney parks.
Oh, we could. Well, that wasn't in my intro, though. That's what I'm saying. We need a writer here to rewrite the intro. Because it wasn't about games we're playing and making and also theme parks. Maybe it should be.
I don't know. So, Cat President, I don't know. Yeah. How has Cat President? I think I sent you... Well, hear me.
I have... I can tell you. I have the intro and I... Oh, yeah, wait. I have the intro and I think the first three pathways, right?
Yep, so the weird thing, this is some behind-the-scenes information for everyone. I've got, like, 8 files here. One's the intro, 6 are for the characters in this game, and then the 8th one is for the... what was supposed to be the DLC pathway for DJ Nibbles, but...
Right.
We decided it's just going to be, like, a bonus thing here. Mm-hmm. I still need to go through that and review it at some point.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
In any case, that is, it was kind of cool to recycle the DJ Nibbles thing.
Yeah.
So, technically, I've got 8 different files, writing files for game.
I remember for the intro, too, before you had even started the other pathways, we had been sending a document back and forth, and it was like, intro with Paul's comments, intro with more of Paul's comments. There were a bunch of different file names for that.
Yeah, I also I'm waiting to see what the next return is on that, because this is more stupid behind the scenes thing.
Oh, that's why everyone loves this podcast, though.
I put the code for picking the character's name.
Yes,
and so we get to pick the character's name. I think I put down Melania for the default name, and then you sent back with Martha, and I sent back Nancy Drew in the latest revision, and now I'm waiting to see.
I can give you the spoiler if you want, or would you rather wait to see it in the document?
Let's give the spoilers for our readers.
Okay. Well, I just changed it to Nancy.
Okay.
Like, because in the first one, right? I had changed the default name to Abigail for Abigail Adams. So I was thinking now it could be like just Nancy for Nancy Reagan or Nancy Drew, whichever you want.
I thought you had like pulled people on Twitter. It's like the first person to like this gets their name.
Oh,
in
did
the
I?
Game.
Maybe I did. But I definitely had the thought in my head that that Abigail was. At least a little bit inspired by Abigail Adams, but...
Wow, I had no idea Abigail Adams was a person. Oh, boy.
Oh, come on, Michael. Come on.
The wife of John Adams. Okay.
That's pretty appropriate, right? First ladies for a romance game about presidents?
Yeah, I suppose.
It doesn't matter, really, because everyone just changes the name anyway, so... I don't think I saw a single Let's Play or stream or anything where they kept the default name.
That's sad. Okay. Has anybody done the thing where they try to use a blank name for the default?
I don't think I've seen it. We fixed that in Cat President, didn't we?
There's an achievement for it, I think. Like if you enter like 0 in like 3 times, you get the achievement bad at naming.
Yeah, no, I think this wasn't the achievement. You had one job.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah, and I think it just changes. It just sets the name to the default if you do that. If I recall, I forgot about that. I don't know if I did anything like that in Pizza Boy. I think you can still have a blank name in there, unless I did fix that.
Oh.
Let's see. Yeah, you had one job. 5% of people have that achievement.
Okay, that's not too many, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's something weird about the Cat President achievements, actually. I think I added them after the fact, right? Like, after the release. So, like, the achievement that has been unlocked the most has only been unlocked by 21% of people who played the game. Because people didn't go back and play the game after I released the achievements. It's funny, actually. The number one achievement is... It isn't per residential potential, which is complete any ending... That one only 20% of people got that. 21% of people got the achievement Cat Got Your Tongue, which you get for spending too much time trying to select a character.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's so funny. I guess I probably just made the timer a little too short or something. I forget what I set it to.
Well, you know, I played one game where they, because this is the podcast about playing games, so, Dark Parables, the Little Mermaid and the Purple Tide, one of the achievements is do nothing on a hidden objects screen for 5 minutes. I forget what they call it. It's probably like bad at hidden objects. I'm like, hey, this is an achievement I can actually get.
Yeah, I feel like ours was just like probably like 20 seconds or something like that. I clearly did make it too short if so many people are getting it. Oops.
Coffee break. That's the name of their achievements. That's pretty funny. Stand idle in a hidden objects puzzle for 5 minutes. That's great.
Yeah. Achievements are fun to come up with. I think one of the reviews of Pizza Boy, which just came out last month, one of the reviews actually complimented us on the achievements.
Yes.
Which I thought was nice. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, Pizza Boy is out now. People are playing it. And so far, feedback has been pretty good. I'm very, very happy about that. One of the things I'm really excited about is that there's basically nobody complaining about the art style. Which, if you recall from Cat President, that was sort of one of the big criticisms we got, is that people didn't really like the photo backgrounds and the pictures of the cats. Or, I mean, not in general they didn't like it, but people who criticized the game, that was one of the things they talked about. And basically nobody is complaining about that in Pizza Boy. I think that's awesome. I'm sure part of that is because we have the multiple expressions for each character, so now the game's a little more dynamic. Also, the game has fewer backgrounds and fewer scenes than we go to than Cat President does, which meant I was able to spend a little more time on each scene. Just, I mean, not just like making sure I'm picking the perfect background, but cleaning them up, adding stuff to it. Like, for example, the pizza restaurant scene, I think I added like 5 or 6 different little like secret things for you to look at on that screen.
Yeah, because I think I remember right in the game specifically trying to limit like 3 places inside the... It's like, okay, here's the place where you use the computer, here's the kitchen where they make pizzas, and then here's the front counter.
Yeah, and that was super helpful, so thank you. people like that. There was one review I read, and I haven't talked about this much on Twitter because I don't really want to be that guy, but I'll complain about it here because not as many people listen to the podcast as follow us on Twitter. There's one review. I did not care for this review because their big complaint seemed to be that, like, they said that they compared it to other visual novels, and they were like, other visual novels have dozens of hours of gameplay. And I'm like, you paid $7 for this game. What? How long do you expect it to be? 2 people made this game and it needs $7. Like, why do you expect a 40-hour visual novel? I was looking up, like, Steins Gate. It's sort of like one of the big visual novels.
Huh.
And that is another, it's one of those dozens and dozens of hours, multiple pathways you can go through, a bunch of different pathways. That game costs $30. It cost $35 at launch. It's down to $30 now. I think it's not a very fair comparison.
Well, it's like, I don't know. I've played like those super huge, I don't know. I've only played 1 or 2 of them. The one I did, like I played through the free demo and it was just, nothing happened. I understand this is like a 40-hour game, but it took our character like 5 minutes to leave his bedroom after waking up in the morning. And then it took him like another 5 minutes to go outside where he had runs into a girl and stuff happens. I'm like, oh, something's finally happening. But
yeah, that's what I like about our games, the games that we make, is that they're shorter and more to the point. I feel like they respect your time more. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've played a bunch. I just finished this game called Nor 9 earlier in the year. And yeah, like, every scene just dragged out forever, like you were saying. Like, it was a fun game, but they could have, like, cut it in half easily. And I just gave up on this a different game. It was actually the follow-up to Steins Gate called Chaos Child. And it was just, like, nothing happened but, like, not very interesting high school drama, and it's supposed to be this cool, like, sci-fi game about your perception of the world and how that can affect things in the real world, and it was just, like, kids squabbling in science club or whatever. Just, like, ugh. So that's what I like about Pizza Boy. I find that to be a positive, is that it's so short.
Yeah, well, compared to Cat President, I guess it's a little short, but...
yeah, but Cat President costs more. And also, I don't think this person had played Cat President.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, what is this? This is like 70 pages. Cat President is a gajillion.
So. Yeah, Cat President is like 6 Pizza Boys.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So how many? Let's see. I'm just looking up how long the various pathways are. Pathway number one, 58 pages, 57 pages, and then the next is going to be 50-something pages, right? 59 pages, wow. So basically the reason for the pages not being... I mean, every chapter is exactly 5 pages, so that's what I do. Mm-hmm. But the 3 endings, they don't have, like, a set length. So
really?
The,
okay.
The bad ending, the good ending, and the normal ending, I believe. So mm-hmm. they're just as long as they are. so that's why we've got a minor variance here. Apparently, I really wanted to write a super long ending for character number 4.
That's funny. Yeah, well, I think, and it was, in Cat President 1, wasn't Kale's pathway a little longer than everyone else's, too? Because he got 6 pages per chapter.
Yeah, 6 pages per chapter, and that was, like, killer, so.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's cool that our games respect your time. I mean, all of our games are, I mean, Cat President, I guess, is kind of long-ish, but, like, you know, Awkward Steve can be finished in, like, an hour, hour and a half. Beard in the Mirror is only, like, 5 hours long, you know? All the Francie Drew games, they're not that long. I feel like short games are in right now, so. And why do you expect a 30-hour game for $7? Anyway, other than that, reviews were all pretty positive. Every single review on Steam is positive. The game's selling pretty well. Not Cat President levels, but in its first week, I talked about this a little on Twitter, in its first week, it beat Francie Drew's total lifetime sales, which I thought was pretty cool. Francie Drew, of course, didn't sell that much, but yeah, it's doing all right.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Let's hope it you know, just becomes more popular as time goes on and keeps selling.
Yeah. That doesn't usually happen with games.
Really? I know it doesn't usually happen, but
it would be... We usually get, at least in my experience with our games, we usually get our most sales in, like, the first month. And then we get a big, there's a drop, and then we get a big upswing again when we do, like, our first big Steam summer sale or winter sale or whatever. Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm not displeased. I think I will have made enough to make up for the money I spent on models and on publishing the game. So that's good.
I really hope that works too. I mean, just pray that we can be like whoever those people are that make enough.
And I keep thinking and sort of hoping too that if we do have a game that's like a big hit, the people who play that will then also, like, those sales might trickle down to our older games too, and then we'll see a boost there. Just from people being like, oh, I really like this. I want to see what else they did.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to check Mermaid Mission Titanic here. oh, gosh. I want to see if there... I don't know where you go to see if trading cards are... this looks like a thing yet.
Actually, I'm going to go look that up right now.
The application does not currently qualify for community items. Aww. The status of your game is automatically reviewed daily.
I wonder if they email you, because I haven't yet had a game since they changed the rules for trading cards. I haven't had one yet where trading cards later got enabled.
Oh, Cat President slipped in through the...
Yeah, Cat President was right before they changed that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Awkward Steve, too. Awkward Steve got to have trading cards.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, in test game, but no Pizza Boy, no Francie.
Darn. Well, hopefully Pizza Boy will get
through. It's also... You know how much of a pain it is to set up the Steam page and how you have to make, like, the same logo, like, 8 different times and 8 different sizes. Trading cards is a lot like that.
Yeah, I had a... I mean, I paid somebody to do it for me, so I
had
design, graphic designer.
Yeah,
I think that's
you have a person.
Yeah, I had a person that I threw money at, so...
Yeah, Pizza Boy still also ineligible for trading cards, so...
Oh,
that's all right. Well, maybe, hopefully get there. And once we hit a certain sales threshold too, the $100 fee that you have to pay to publish on Steam, that gets refunded.
So oh, that's nice. Yeah, I wish that'll happen. I don't know. I think what's going to happen with me, specifically with Mermaid Mission Titanic, is what happened last month is Steam's just going to... It's like, here's how many sales you've made. You have not made more than $100. Because they don't pay out unless you've made more than $100. Oh, is that correct?
Forgetting. I guess it actually hasn't come up yet because we have enough games on Steam that we like hit the threshold among the five or six games or whatever that we have on there. So I don't think I've ever not hit that threshold just because of that.
Yeah, so anyway, Steam sent me a Valve didn't send payment this month to you because the balance due doesn't meet the minimum payment threshold of $100 USD.
I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
Five more games on Steam. Yeah.
I was going to say, so I imagine this is going to be a regular thing from here on out.
Oh.
Yeah, I definitely need like six or seven more games. I'm going to be playing Mermaid Mission Titanic. By the time this podcast goes up, I'll have already played it on my channel for the 11th anniversary of Argelfunf. I can't believe people picked this. I thought everybody was going to go with, Pizza Boy or one of my other games, but they went with Mermaid Mission Titanic instead.
I thought it was going to be because Francie was on the list, right?
Yeah, Francie Drew.
I thought your Nancy Drew fans would want to play Francie Drew, but well, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be. I guess it'll be interesting. I don't think anybody's tried playing my game. When I type it in, that's a recommended search, but that doesn't mean anything. Oh, that's aww. The first result that comes up when you search Mermaid Mission Titanic, it's Mermaid Mission Titanic, worst Titanic game ever, exclamation mark, 5,285 views.
I recommend that you don't watch that one.
Oh, that's very sad.
Don't watch it. It's not worth it.
Oh.
I mean, people, there are definitely streamers out there who play a game like with the intent to be like, oh, I dislike this game before even going into it, and they're just streaming it because they want to make fun of it, regardless of whether it actually turns out to be good or not. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't pay any attention to it.
I got their money.
Yeah.
And then they just got apparently a lot more money. Actually, I don't know. Me guesstimating. Okay, so this person's probably made about $50 trashing my game. It was worth. Clearly a good investment for them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a thing, unfortunately. But yeah, I wanted to loop around and just kind of follow up on a couple of things we were talking about last month with Steam. So remember we talked a little bit about like whether we should start like enabling pre-orders on our games, if that's a thing that people do.
Yeah.
So I researched it, and it's a thing some people get to do, but it's not a thing we get to do.
Oh!
We actually do not have the option to do that. You have to go through Steam, like, contact Steam and get them to approve it, and they only do it, quote, for bigger games with a larger marketing budget. We do not support running a pre-purchase except in a few rare cases with partners with which we have a well-established relationship and a proven track record on Steam. We have no relationship with Steam. I think our track record's okay, but yeah, it sounds like they basically only do it for like big companies that have more than two people.
Yeah, like it sounds like
Capcom could do it, for example.
Capcom, yeah, that's a big company.
Yeah, Capcom could get it. I don't think we passed the Capcom test, unfortunately. But I was also reading about discussions with other developers, and the kind of the consensus was that they don't really like doing it that much anyway. One of the reasons is that running pre-orders can apparently lead to more negative reviews kind of early on. People were saying that by allowing pre-orders, people kind of get higher expectations about your game, and those expectations are sometimes a little harder to meet. People expect a little more because they've already invested this money like months ahead of time, and they expect maybe something, for example, maybe they expect a 30-hour visual novel for $7. I don't know, just a random example.
Okay.
But anyway, so pre-ordering's not really on the table. I did a quick Twitter poll too, and most people, the responses were basically, "I didn't know you could do that," and I don't do that. People like pre-order physical games because you sometimes get cool little bonuses with them, you know, like a soundtrack or art book or something like that. And that's obviously not something we'd be doing.
We could do an art book, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's not on the table. That's fine. The other thing I looked into was demos. And that's something we are capable of doing.
Oh boy.
But again, it was a big discussion with other developers saying that they don't really like doing it. Not just because of the extra work in making a special build of the game that's just the demo build and then connecting that to the main game so that your save data all carries over. Like, there's the technical issue, but they were also saying that demos don't usually get you new customers. Like, they turn away... They turn away potential customers. Because someone will play the game and be like, "Oh, I don't like this," and then not buy it.
Oh, well.
Which is fine. So that's kind of a funny thing about Steam, is that it's so easy right now to get a refund on Steam that, like, your game itself is basically a demo anyway. Like, you can get a refund on Steam right now as long as you've owned the game for less than 2 weeks and have played it for less than 2 hours. So any game on Steam right now, if you buy it and play it for, you know, an hour and a half, you can just return it if you don't like it.
Interesting.
So I don't know how common that is. So it's possible people don't know that basically every game is its own demo at this point. But yeah, so developers, the general consensus is that it actually hurts game sales if you release a demo of your game. So I don't know that I'll be doing that either.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. I think the only other thing I had to talk about was with... we watched the stream of Pizza Boy, didn't we? We watched it together.
Yeah. That was fun. That was awesome.
It's great to remember the game, actually.
Was there stuff that you saw in the stream that you didn't even know was in the game?
There's stuff that I'd forgotten, like, it's just surprising how many things, it's like, oh yeah, that all happened to me in real life. With the pizza thief, that didn't happen, but me getting lost, that happened quite a bit. Co-worker stealing your order and just hiding in the back. It's like, I don't know how he managed to steal my order, like pouncing like a leopard when my back was turned.
Did you really get fired because you catcalled someone by mistake?
No, but that happened in real life too. I saw, and I cheered, and this woman across the street shot me a dirty look because she thought I was catcalling her.
Oh, that's so sad.
But I know in the final game we have one joke. What was it? The guy who opened the door wearing nothing but a smile.
Oh yeah. Oh no, that one's true.
No, that. Well. People answer the door in various stages of undress, I'll put it that way.
Oh, no.
So, Finley was actually, you know, the original concept was this one person who does have a regular order, I think every other week or every week, and she never wears pants. I don't know why she knows pizza's coming because she regularly orders, but she just never wore pants. She'd always have like this giant shirt on, like a, you know, a football jersey or whatever. And so originally I was going to do include that character because I thought it was weird. I want to know what her backstory is.
Sure, okay.
But we couldn't do that with Finley for obvious reasons. Like, it'd be really hard to get a model that.
It was originally in the script that the character, yeah, it was just as Michael described, was wearing a jersey and no pants, and I felt very awkward asking, like, our Twitter followers, like, hey, is there anyone out there who wants to take a picture of themselves wearing no pants? I was pretty uncomfortable doing that.
I mean, it was awkward in real life delivering to that place, so I understand. Yeah. But, so the one scene, I guess towards the end, where after Doug's fired and he talks to Finley, what was going to happen was, you know, she's going to take off her shirt and reveal that she's just wearing an aerobics outfit underneath. And that's why she says, I'm an aerobics instructor.
Sure, sure.
And we kept that. I felt like there was no way for me to explain that in the chat without
getting funny.
Without, you know, going into detail and being long and strange.
It's fine. I mean, I don't think it was like a plot point that didn't make sense. I mean, she just, what was it? Doug just asked, like, who are you or something. Or actually, I forget how it came up now.
She says, like, you're pretty well informed for a pizza delivery guy. And he's like, well, it's like, well, you know a lot for a... what is it that you do?
That's, yeah. Yeah. I think it worked. I mean, I don't think it like was weird or anything. I think it worked out fine.
Yeah, it works fine. Yeah. Finley as the cute girl that everybody loves. That I mean, that storyline makes sense.
I was a little afraid. It was Victoria's first time playing the game, and I was concerned that she would be uncomfortable at all of the different characters saying how attractive her character was. But she didn't seem bothered by it, so thank you, Victoria. Yeah. Thanks for being a good sport if you're listening. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was, I mean, it seemed like it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed, like, I think that was pretty much as good as a stream of that game could have gone. And it is especially, like, with the camera on the streamers, in this case Victoria's face, like, you could really, like, see her different reactions to the different scenes, and I thought that was really cool, especially when you, I still don't really want to spoil it too much, but when you learn something about her character toward the end, and just her face, her reaction was just priceless. It was great.
Well, it's also really good because obviously it's her playing a game with her.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I tried doing a face. Did you see my walkthrough for the beard in the mirror, the one I actually did? I did like a face walkthrough at one point, didn't I? Because I did show my face.
Yeah, you did. Well, I remember I was sitting in the live stream for not the whole thing, but a bunch of it.
I don't think I was... yeah, okay, I think the version of the walkthrough I posted does not have my face, but when I live-streamed it, people could see my face, and in my walkthrough, for the first 5 minutes, people can see my face, but then for the rest of it, it's just the game, because I don't know how to do it where my face is there, and the game, it's not covering up the game.
Sure. Well, I think people just have it, like, covering part of the screen, right, or...
I don't know, the way it looks like the way I did it was the game actually appears smaller because as soon as my face goes away, okay, then yeah, the game is full screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's part of the reason why it's like I did not do face cam the entire time. I think that's the official term for it, face cam.
Face cam. I think you should do face cam more. People want to see your face.
I was going to do that for Pizza Boy, but they did not choose Pizza Boy.
Oh. And you could have worn the outfit too, the uniform.
Yep, I would have done it. I still have it.
Oh, would have been good. Well. So maybe for the next one, the next milestone. Don't give people an option. Just say we're doing Pizza Boy.
Oh, but hopefully this will boost up the Mermaid Mission Titanic sale so I can I can get a second payment.
Have you really only gotten one payment?
Well, the game's only been out since July, and they pay like 2 months behind, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So that's the main reason why, but...
Okay,
so,
all right.
I only had two opportunities. Once they said you made over $100, and then the other they said... Sorry, you'll have to wait in purgatory forever.
Yeah, I think, I mean, a lot of websites do it like that. A lot of publishers do it like that, I guess. I think Xbox Live Indie Games was kind of the same way. Itch.io, I mean, that's another good thing that Itch.io does. It's a really friendly platform, if only people used it, was you can just pretty much get a payout for anything at any time, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Oh, so speaking of the Pizza Boy stream, actually, there was something that you had mentioned in the chat I wanted to talk about real quick. Yeah, well, you had said that this isn't that much of a spoiler at this point, the future Doug character, I think you were saying that you had tried to dye your hair. Is that correct?
I do. There was a bottle of hair dye. So I went to the costume, Halloween costume store, or just the generic costume store, and got the silver hairspray. And I sprayed the sides of my hair. Basically, I did the area around the ears, because I don't know, for some reason I figured that's where he would start be going graying and silver as well.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
But I don't know if this is, if it stands out in the actual game or anything, but it just made my hair very, not sticky, but you know, hard and impossible for me to comb. It basically just molded into place. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know it was silver. I'm sorry. But that's what I was going to ask you, is like, do you think I should go back and Photoshop it?
I don't know. See, I did a couple of things. Nobody's picked up on the fact that future Doug wears a wedding ring and then past Doug does not.
Oh. Well, because you don't really see, you only see past Doug's hands in a couple of shots, I think.
I guess that could be, that could be the main reason, right?
Yeah. In the intro and the ending.
Okay, well, I guess that explains it too. But yeah, I did that. I did wrinkles on my forehead.
Those came out really well. I
got a book with we got a book of stage makeup and did that. And then like I said, I just sprayed that. And I think to make myself heavier, I think I wore like three sweater. I wore extra clothes underneath the clothes that you can obviously see.
Oh, that's cool.
So to simulate the fact that he's gained because he's been eating pizza for the past 10 years.
Oh, that's pretty good. So yeah, I mean, I could try. I mean, if you think it'll be worthwhile, I could try. It would be a lot of pictures to change, but because I'd have to do every single view, individual expression individually, but I could try to just like desaturate your head and lighten it there, your hair a little bit, and try to make it look a little grayer. If we wanted to issue a patch like that, if we thought that would help.
Let's see. Because that would be a lot of work, and let's see.
It would be. It would also mean all of our screenshots are out of date.
What would I look like at age 50? Gosh. I think it's good where it is, just a couple of wrinkles, you can kind of see the silver in a couple of shots.
Yeah. All right, well, that's fine, because I don't really want to do the extra work, but it occurred to me that I could probably give it a shot if we thought it was important.
No. So those are like the three things I did to age myself up. So
yeah. I mean, much better than I did for my two characters. I just, the second character's wearing a mask, so it's a completely different person. I actually had the thought later. Did we talk about this already? How the scary man could potentially just be the same person as Pizza Thief?
Could be. He's a villain.
Technically, there's no reason why they can't be actually the same person. Why not? So this is the part where I'd say we had some questions on Twitter, but we don't have any questions on Twitter this
month. Okay, so we're going back to the Disney theme parks.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes. So I'm planning my next trip to Walt Disney World in January 2020. I'm getting ready. I'll be doing the I did the Walt Disney Marathon in 2016, and I got my wife Lizzo to agree to going every 4 years so I can do it again. So it's coming up. I'm going to start training beginning of next year.
Oh, I wish. Oh, well. I mean, my October.
There's plenty of time to save up. Let's do it.
My October thing got canceled, so. Or my October Disney trip got canceled. It was tragic.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Oh. So, let's see. Gosh, I know Star Wars Land is opening.
Yeah. I think we're just going to make it for that. At least the Disney World. That's going to open like, I think it's like late summer, early fall 2019. So I'm very excited about that. There's some like kind of video game inspired stuff going on there. So there's a bunch of different Star Wars themed rides that they're building, right? Like, you know, you can pilot the Millennium Falcon, stuff like that. So they're saying that there's like choices you can make on these rides, and those choices will impact how like Disney characters in the park interact with you. Like, for example, you can make a choice in one of these rides to either side with the rebels or side with the Empire. And if you side with the rebels, Like, you might be approached by an actual stormtrooper walking around in the park and about it. So I think that's crazy and awesome.
That sounds really cool, yeah.
And there's a hotel they're building there too. It's like a Star Wars hotel where you're like living in a Star Wars like spaceport, and like every window you're looking out into outer space, stuff like that. Oh man.
It's just a shame that they killed the movie series. I saw that like this past week. They got the CEO of Disney. He's like, yeah, we're going to go back to making a Star Wars movie once every 2 years now.
Yeah, that's probably fine. It probably was too much Star Wars.
It probably was, yeah. I'll agree with that. I think you made a good point. It's like, why is there a new, you know, like, superhero movie every 3 months?
Like, it's legitimately stressful for me to try to keep up with the Marvel movies at this point.
No, I've just stopped. I only watched the 3 Captain America movies, and even then, there's like, what, 3 or 4 year gap in between them, and it's like, everything's changed. They've got completely new characters and everything.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know that you could just watch, like, just Captain America and the story even makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. So in between the first and the second movie, the guy with the eye patch apparently is now Captain America's boss.
Wasn't he before? No.
And then he fakes his own death? No, he was not at all in Captain America. Captain America 1
wasn't because
in the 40s, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I actually do really like the Marvel movies, and I think I've seen all of the ones in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but like, it's tough sometimes when they come out like every few months and I have to like kind of scramble to catch up, and especially when like one movie will be out of theaters but not on like DVD or streaming yet.
Yeah.
And Lizzo after Last Avengers movie, she's out, I think she's done with this whole thing.
She couldn't keep track of all the 100 characters.
She just didn't like it. It's a lot of Marvel. Like,
yeah.
If she and I, for example, are trying to go to the movie theater to see every Marvel movie, like, we're not seeing other movies. Because we're not going to the movies that much, you know?
So. Makes sense. I know I've just watched the Young Justice series, which the first season was fine. They had like a lot of superheroes, though, that I didn't know. But season 2, they just introduced like 9 new characters to the main cast, and I just could not follow it. I had no idea who these guys were. I didn't know Lagoon. Apparently there's somebody called Wonder Girl. I don't know what her name is. I don't know what her power is. She didn't get her own episode. I'm like, I kept waiting for I don't know. They seriously needed like 6 more or 5 more episodes of backstory, because what they do is season 2 takes place like 5-6 years later, and now we've got 9 extra members on the team, and sometimes they mention what happened in the 5-year gap, but mostly they just don't. So
I don't even try to keep up with DC at this point. This is the podcast about the games we're playing and the movies we're watching.
The movies we don't like, yeah.
And sometimes the movies we aren't watching.
For some reason, I'm excited about the Aquaman movie, even though that's crazy. Actually, Shazam is going to be a great movie, although that makes no sense to me.
Is that the one with The Rock?
Let me explain it. Yes, so do you know there's 2 superheroes called Captain Marvel? One's a Marvel character and one's a DC character?
I did know that, and that's very ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And they both have movies coming out next year. So, DC, to avoid confusion, is calling their character Shazam in the movie, but
okay.
In the TV shows, he's referred to as Captain Marvel the time.
Well, obviously, and I'm probably the first person to ever make this joke, but Marvel needs to have a Captain DC character.
Anyway, it's kind of hilarious in season 1 of Young Justice, because the trick behind Captain Marvel, or let's just call him Shazam to avoid confusion. So the trick behind Shazam is he's actually like this 9-year-old kid. He just shouts Shazam, and he turns into this giant superhero muscle guy.
Sure.
I know they've got another character like that. I forget who it is. But anyway, he like, whatever you call it, you know, the magical, mystical power, for some reason accidentally ended up with this 9-year-old kid rather than, you know, the superhero they were expecting. It's kind of funny in Young Justice, because he's supposed to be guarding these teenage kids like Robin and Aqualad and such, but he's actually a 9-year-old kid who's babysitting teenagers, and they're technically older than him, so they just had a lot of hilarious jokes. Like, he wanted to go out trick-or-treating, and they're like, dude, we don't go trick-or-treating. And it's funny, because he's this big, muscular guy. He's like, fine, I'm going trick-or-treating by myself, and you're not getting any of my candy. Anyway, the upcoming movie seems to be about that. It looks hilarious.
I got distracted looking it up on Wikipedia, because I thought I'd remember hearing that The Rock was in it, but The Rock is not in it.
It's got Zachary Levi, I think.
That's somebody.
He was the male character in Tangled. That's it.
Didn't see that one.
What? It's better than Frozen.
Okay, all right. We're going to need to record for another hour now about how wrong the thing that you just said is.
Tangled is better than Frozen?
That's absolutely not true. No.
Oh, that's sort of like a meme, and I like it. Sorry.
Okay, but that's just wrong. That's an easy one to say no to, because there's nothing true about that. Did you see Coco?
No.
Oh, I loved Coco. You should watch. It's on Netflix if you guys have Netflix streaming. Mm-hmm. It was really good. It made me tear up at the end. It was yeah. You should see it.
So my wife had watched Coco on the airplane, so she wasn't able to hear it. So she saw the subtitles, and then actually seeing it, you know, hearing what the voices are like, she's like, that's not at all the voice I expected for that kid. Like, in the slightest, after watching the movie without.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't know. I was in love with the movie. We just saw it like a month or two ago.
Oh, now I know why Tangled's better than Frozen. The annoying sidekick doesn't talk in Tangled. That's right.
But the snowman doesn't talk that much.
He has a musical number, which is actually kind of underrated. But
did you see? All right, the trailer for Frozen, the one that was like just starring the stupid snowman character.
That was the first trailer ever. Yes. Oh my gosh!
And it was so bad. Like, I saw that trailer, I'm like, okay, cool. I don't need to watch this movie because it's an hour and a half of this dummy. It was just so dumb and so bad, and like the movie was as good as that trailer is bad, I would say.
I like the villain. I think the villain is much much better in Tangled than Frozen. Yeah.
Well, maybe I should watch Tangled. Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. Anyway, I guess because it's the more traditional villain, that's one of the things some people like. I guess I prefer, you know, when we were kids, the Disney movies always had the villain character was very obvious from the beginning instead of a surprise twist villain.
So you didn't like that about Frozen?
I didn't really like that at all, especially because it contradicts what the villain character was doing earlier on. Like, the villain specifically goes out of their way to save Elsa's life, and then at the end of the movie, surprise, I've been trying to kill Elsa the whole time. It's like, well, why did you save her life earlier, you big idiot?
Well, he had to, he had to get married to the princess or something first so that he could become the ruler if Elsa died.
I mean, specifically the scene where, the two renegade people tried to kill her, and so he specifically, like, shot the chandelier to fall down to save her or something.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's like, it would have worked perfectly if his plan, if, you know, she had just been murdered.
Yeah. Tangled is not on Netflix.
Oh, that's sad. They've got a new Tangled TV show, and it's so weird to watch because the characters aren't like 3D animated.
They want me to watch Shrek instead.
That's very sad.
Okay, I think that has to about do it for this podcast.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Paul M. Franzen, and Michael is at Argelfumpf, spelled A-R, oh no, it's spelled exactly as it sounds. you can You can check out all of our games on Steam or itch.io, or just visit orock.com for the complete library. Our theme song is Dead Monster by March of the Danger Men. You can check them out on SoundCloud. Our latest game is The Pizza Delivery Boy, who saved the world, not saves, saved the world. A visual novel about pizza and the time travelers who make it. And finally, if you have any questions about game development or our game specifically, we would love to hear them, or else we'll just talk about Disney.
Don't make 10-minute videos about why you hate Pizza Boy. That's not something you should do.
No. You can make videos about how much you love it. Oh, and you could review our games on Steam, too. That actually helps quite a bit. I want to see some new Mermaid Mission Titanic reviews before we record next. that's your guys' homework for next month.
Yay.
if you have any questions about game development or whatever, we'd love to hear them. Email them to podcast@oarock.com. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Nope. I'm good.
All right. So am I. So we'll see you guys all next month. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Just getting distracted, trying not to think about, wow, the only video for my game is a video trashing it.
No.
It's more popular than my videos.
Now here's another video, Mermaid Mission Titanic Part 1 with Alyssa, : Sexy Boot, the Mermaid Spy.
Oh, there we go.
Three and a half hours long.